Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Paul Mitchell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, David Clyde. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards third. Cox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Davis moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Davis scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wolford for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-1 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. Yount moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Victor Cruz now pitching. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. Hargrove moves to third. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Hargrove scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 2 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Alston pinch hits for Ted Cox. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Toby Hera now playing third base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner pinch runs for Sal Bando. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Hasse and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.